be the source, the spring, not the drain. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Be the source, the spring, not the drain. So many people are the drain, and then they wonder why they get the dregs, why things just don't work out for them. And of course, they don't work out for them because they're not in at the beginning. They're not in at the outset where the magic takes place and where the wonderful things are being revealed. And this is what we all want to do. If we were at the dregs, now for instance, a body is created. And a body is created and it is lovely. It is arms, legs, and all that good stuff. And it's beautiful. It does a lot of great things. Then the end comes, and then down the drain goes the body into cremation or into dust to dust or that sort of thing. And where do we want to be? Do we want to be in the beginning at the creation and live our life as though it's one continuous creation, which it is? Or do we want to be at the drain where the dust to dust is given? It's quite interesting. My brother was telling me that his friend was cremated and that the United States Navy was going to place their ashes at sea, dump them at sea, along with 3,000 other people, you know, more or less, because they had asked for cremation with their ashes at sea. And of course, one place at sea or another place at sea for an ash doesn't make any difference because there's no spirit there anymore, there's no body there anymore, there's no essence there anymore. It's ready to go into a new experience, and it's going to be fish food or whatever they might call the ashes of cremation. Now, be the source, be the spring. How can we be the source and be the spring? We can be the source and be the spring by having imagination, by thinking crazy, wild, way out things. You know, dream your wildest dream. And when you dream your wildest dream, wonderful things happen. Now, it might be a good idea for a button to go into the bathroom so that he won't be disturbed by anything. And you might do that at this moment. Button has a tendency to get excited about the rabbits around here. A button! 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 You see, people don't always listen to what I say. I said put button in there, and her attempt was to go and put little love in there. And little love is no problem when button's not around. Little love is as quiet as can be. And so is Rex. And so is Ingeborg. So, Ingeborg? Please come here and sit down next to me, because I like to talk to you about being the source, the spring, not the drain. Now, how do we be the source? Well, we be the source by being ourselves. And what does it mean to be ourselves? Now, for instance, if you were, Daniel said to me today, he said, you know, I read an interesting thing, I heard an interesting thing, it's about how movies can be spliced and changed. You can put the beginning at the end and the end at the beginning and the middle and wherever. And he said, that's a fantastic idea, isn't it? And I said, yes, it is. And he said, I think the writer certainly had a good thought there. And I said, yeah, that was Richard Bach. And he said, oh, that was in Illusions. Oh, Donald Simoto was telling him about, after he was at Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid movie, that he shouldn't be tied up by the movie and be so enthralled by it, because you could rearrange any part of the movie that you wish, and your life, our life, is the same way. We can rearrange any part of it that we wish. Now, as a perfect example of that, take people who are feeling sorry for themselves. They're moaning over something that's past. They're moaning over something that didn't work out, and they're, oh, it's so bad. I didn't get to go. I didn't get to do this. I didn't get to do that. And we who stand by and have no interest in it, we say to ourselves, go enjoy your moaning by yourself. We have no interest in you. But if they come out and they say, wow, I had a wonderful day today. I did so many wonderful things. We don't say, what did you do? Because what they did may not be wonderful to us. I mean, they may have washed the dog, they may have scrubbed the floor, they may have washed the car, they may have gone to work and put in a 14-hour day, and they just felt exhilarated by it because they were fulfilling a desire within themselves. And we would say, hey, that's not my choice. That's not my cool thing. So, in another room. So what do we do about that? What do we do about it? But we have the same experience at every meal when the dogs like to talk to the neighbors and talk to whatever, and they love to talk to the rabbits. But I believe that from now on, I'm going to record my talks at my desk where it'll be peaceful and quiet, and then bring them up here and we'll play them. Because to have this distraction is not harmonious for our listeners, and it's certainly not discouraging for us, because our concentration is diverted from what we'd like to have it. Now, you see, we're on the drain. We're on the drain of the unhappy drain, and we want to be on the source. Now, how do we be on the source? We choose happy things to think about. Now, you say, well, Herb, if you're such a master, why don't you just speak your word and say all is peaceful and all is quiet? Why don't you just say that? And I can, and I do. But when the people that I'm talking to are not paying attention to me, then nothing happens. Now, what did I ask you to do with Button in the beginning?
To breathe in your room.
No, bathroom. And what did I ask you when I started talking to you? I said, put Button in the bathroom, and you proceeded to go after love. Now, Rex? No. That's what other dogs do, but you don't. You are an orderly dog. You are the source of all good and all peace and all love. And Rex, if you want to play that game, we'll let you go outside. Yeah. So you just sit down. Sit. Good boy. Lay down. Down. Rex, down. Good boy. Now, just stay there and make me so proud of you. That's wonderful. You see, you have to be in charge of your world. And it doesn't mean that you have to be mean. It doesn't mean you have to be dictatorial. It's just you have to be definite. Now, Rex is in this world because I love him. If I didn't love him, I wouldn't have brought him home from the breeder and had so much fun with him over these months now. But, and that's just the beginning. But I must be very careful that I don't let Rex forget that he's in a family of people, and he's got responsibilities here, and his responsibility is to behave and to do his duty outside and to not break the table with his head. He comes up after chasing little love under here, and they're having such a good time, and they're climbing in each other's mouth, and Rex lifts his head and boing onto the glass tabletop, and it makes quite a noise. But you see, that he has to learn. We want not under the table. I don't mind them playing. I don't mind them doing their thing and having a good time. When Little Love has enough, he goes under a chair and Rex can't reach him. And that's a wise thing. But Little Love just loves it. Now, Little Love is being very creative. He is the spring. And he just is having a great time. Now, Button, on the other hand, he is not the spring. But he is the spring, though. Button says, no, let me alone. And then sometimes Button says, you're being too aggressive with my brother, Little Love. And so Rex, who is three times the size of Little Love, has to let alone, even though both of them want to play, because they don't know their own strength oftentimes. This is the truth about children. Why do children of the same age play together best? Because they are of the same size, same age, and they don't hurt each other or kill each other. But you take an older child, and then the older child wants to play with from their level, and they pull the coaster and dump the kids out, spread them all over the street, and, well, you know, we're having fun. Well, why didn't you hang on? Why didn't you, you know? And because they're little children. They haven't learned the big children's games yet. So this is why children of a certain age often play together most harmoniously, because they are the spring, the source of harmonious being together. And this is what we have to train ourselves for, too. Now, we have people calling on the phone asking for treatment from the healing ministry. And we say to them, you're home perfect, you're home perfect. Well, they say, just a minute, I haven't told you what was wrong. And we say, it doesn't matter what was wrong, you're home perfect. Well, that's not what they're calling for. They're calling because they want a little bit of understanding. And so we give them some understanding. And we say to them, when you put the cause in motion for being sick, you're sick. When you put the cause in motion for being well, you're well. Now, which cause would you like to put in motion? And then they say, all right, I'd like to put the cause in motion for being well. Then we say, all right, then you start speaking your word that you're whole and well, that you're whole and perfect, and that everything's in divine order. And when you start putting that cause in motion, that everything is in divine order, then it is in divine order. Because this is who we are and what we are, and we're the masters of our world, and we're the masters of everything that is wonderful that we have in our life. Now, it's up to us. Be the source, the spring, and not the drain. Be the source, the spring, and not the drain. That's what life is all about. So let's put that in motion for ourselves. And after this, I'll record the lectures in my house and then bring them up here, and we'll listen to them as we put them on the internet. Have a lovely evening, a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you, love you, love you,
love you. Thank you.